Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, brought to you by Boston Connect Real Estate Services. Connect with Sharon now at 781-837-4900 and online at bostonconnect.com. Now, here's Sharon McNamara.
And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, and you are listening, of course, to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. I am here with a full crew again today. I'm really excited about this. Last week I had somebody from my team. This week I have two more people from my team, so all is going to be well in the universe. We're sort of just winging it a little bit this morning, ladies, though. How do you feel about that? You okay,
I'm okay with winging it? I'm good with it.
You're good with winging it. So you just heard the voices of Mary Baker and Cindy Ford. And as you know, they are both realtors at Boston Connect Real Estate. Mary is my full-time assistant, client specialist.
I just do everything. She just doesn't really have a name.
She started as my assistant, but now it's just about everything. She's like my other daughter, by the way, at this point.
Yeah. And best friend.
We
figured that out the other day.
We were talking about that the other day, but my other best friend is here. So I also have Cindy Ford here this morning, and Cindy and I, we went for a nice long walk this week,
we did.
It was great.
I think, Sharon, I've known you longer than she's been alive.
Yeah.
So that makes me the best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got me trumped on that one.
Yeah. Maybe not as a, no, so she's 25,
yes.
And we've known each other
24.
Is it 24?
24.
Wow. So time flies,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. We're still looking as young as we did back then.
And we're like 30.
Yeah.
around there.
Yeah, exactly. We have Ryan, who is helping us out today. Ryan is one of my faves here at WATD. I like to say that we're at my kitchen table just talking real estate, which is a lot of fun to do. Lots of busyness going on in the real estate market, but we're not really that prepared, Ryan. So I said I was going to say this to you off air, but what do you think we should talk about?
Well, houses.
Yeah.
Selling houses.
Yes.
Buying houses.
Perfect. We're all set. So we can just play all those commercials and we can leave now.
Perfect. All right.
And the day is done. So, but anyways, again, you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, Cindy Ford, and Mary Baker. And we are all from Boston Connect Real Estate. So I am the broker owner at Boston Connect Real Estate. And things have been wonderful over at the office. We opened up 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Almost. October.
Almost five, yeah.
October will be 5 years.
Change spaces.
Yes.
So we went into a bigger space about, a year ago?
Yeah.
A year and a month.
Yeah. So we're in our new space, which is great. Everybody's on the same floor, which is really nice because as we were growing, we were moving all over. I think you sort of missed that, Cindy.
I did. I missed that. I didn't know we had a second floor.
Yeah, I know. But everything over at the office has been going great, which is great. I mean, we have 33 agents, and everybody is just so full of integrity. And I spoke a little bit about this last week. It's one of the things that I really enjoy about owning this company is knowing the caliber of agents that we have. And we have agents from all over, which is great. So we, you know, the name of the company is Boston Connect Real Estate. We are connecting home buyers and home sellers from Boston all the way to Cape Cod. So it's working out wonderful with the name. I wish I could say, hey, I thought of that and that worked out perfectly, but it just sort of happened that way because bostonconnect.com was just a blog. And then it became the company. So we are over there servicing buyers and sellers, helping them find a house and sell a house. What else do you have to say about that, Mary?
Well, I was going to say, I think as of recently, especially for some reason, we're getting a lot of the buyers, especially from Boston, coming down to the South Shore.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think maybe our online presence is a little bit bigger. And like you said, it's Google juice. So anytime you're typing in Boston, we're getting all of those specific type buyers coming down here to the South Shore. So I think that's really kind of neat, actually.
Yeah, which is really good because, you know, I feel like the South Shore, you know, the areas that, you know, our office is located in Pembroke on 139. It was chosen because we touch so many other towns right there. So we're touching Hanover, we're touching Marshfield, we're touching Duxbury, we're touching Kingston in areas, we're touching minutes to Norwell. Not long to get to Scituate,
yeah.
You know, maybe 8 minutes to get to Scituate. So the location is great, which in 1.5 miles to the highway. So which is really nice. So especially when we have clients that are coming from all over and we're traveling all over. I know recently one of my clients wants to buy something in Hyde Park and sell something in Hyde Park. You've been recently in Medford, which has been great. You've been, where have you been? You've been all over too. You were in Weymouth.
Weymouth, Carver again, Plymouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you just had a listing in Rockland. Plymouth. Yeah, Rockland, yeah.
I closed on two yesterday.
Yeah. Where were those?
Carver.
Carver,
those
both
in Carver.
Yep.
Yep, they ended up staying in Carver.
Yep. So we're all over.
We are.
Which
we
is
are.
Great. You know, and that's one of the things is that I think we know a lot about the South Shore in general. So it really gives us the opportunity to really work well as buyer's agents for people. And that's one of the things we're actually going to be talking about today. So Ryan hit it on the head. We're going to talk about selling houses and buying houses. but we have a lot of clients right now. Yeah, look at Ryan. Yay, he's the hero. navigating home buying and home selling at the same time sometimes becomes very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And the demographic that I see doing that a lot is not just the generation of, you know, the boomer who is right-sizing, I like to say, but we also have the people who are right-sizing the opposite way. So they are selling that smaller house, maybe a small ranch or a bungalow, and they're trying to get into that four-bedroom colonial or to get into a different town perhaps, you know.
Absolutely.
People are looking for things that are best for them, whether it's school system or neighborhoods being on a cul-de-sac and all those things. So we're going to talk about some of the pros and cons of, you know, what to look for when you are buying a house. What comes first? Do you buy it? Do you sell it? You know, all of those types of things. So one of the things that, Cindy, I have to say, I've been saying this about you for years, is you are probably one of the best.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to say prettiest.
The one of the prettiest.
That would be you, Mary. Sorry.
That was very clever and very quick.
Yeah, I got to tell you, though, Mary is the prettiest of them all. You know
stop
what I mean?
It.
So, but you've always been a very, very good buyer's agent. Your perception when you're looking at houses is amazing. And I think that you do such a good job for your clients and for our clients, you know. So you're doing this full time. You obviously have, you know, your client base and your sphere of influence that you work with one-on-one. That has nothing really to do with me and Mary. But you're also, we have recently asked you to help us because we feel as if we'll do a better job with you on our team to help our clients, you know, who are trying to buy and sell at the same time, because when a house comes on the market, it's gone in about 30 seconds.
Absolutely.
So why don't you give us some of the things that you feel are the most important about having a buyer's agent working for you? And one of the biggest misconceptions that you feel buyers have about hiring a buyer's agent.
The biggest misconception that I have come across myself personally is that they believe that they have to pay me.
Yeah.
Now, there are probably buyer's agents out there that may require some type of fee if, you know, I don't know,
a retainer.
I don't. Mm-hmm. I get whatever's from MLS. So I don't do that. So they think it's money that they have to pay me a fee. And another thing that's important to me is I go through a few things with them before I take them out to show them any properties. I make sure that they are pre-qualified mm-hmm. with a lending organization. A lot of them aren't or don't, and especially in this market, I'm finding that I'm taking someone out, and that day, that house has just come on the market, and we have to rush. If mm-hmm. they want to put in an offer, we have to get to it quickly, and I need to make sure I have all my ducks in a row. Mm-hmm. I need to make sure that, you know, they understand the process. For me, it's an education process throughout, repeating the same things over and over again so that they understand the process. Mm-hmm. But I listen to them. I really listen mm-hmm. to their needs, and I also look at that property. If it were, no matter what price range we're in, is it something that I could live in.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put someone anywhere where I wouldn't feel comfortable.
Yep. And that's a big thing, too, that I feel that all of us have. And Mary is, you know, the same, is that, you know, sometimes, you know, our clients are like, I'm sorry that this is taking so long. And I remember, you know, when we were working with one of our clients, Evan there, my doll face Evan. And that's the other thing, too. It's like you meet these people and they're referred to us and, you know, they become our family and our friends and everything.
You start to miss them when they're gone.
Yeah,
it's weird.
I know. It is weird that I find myself like texting Evan like 20 pictures, you know what I mean? And then he'll send me a picture of him in his police uniform and a red nose on it, on his face, you know? So I think that is, since we do treat our clients like they are family and we take it seriously, that it takes us, you know, I feel like we're patient. It is not about a transaction and just mm-hmm. getting something under agreement. But when we say to somebody, hey, if you want this house, you need to go forward and you need to go forward fast. We generally mean it, because if you want that house, if you don't go forward, you're going to lose it. So one of the things, too, is when you're working with a buyer's agent, and sometimes I wonder, do we get too emotionally involved? Mary and I are going through a situation. Maybe we can hit upon that. You want to tell everybody how you felt on Monday?
Yes, we can. I'm actually getting texts right now. So
yeah, don't cry. But this is a good example of how involved we do get in this.
It is very much so. Going back to the navigating and selling, navigating home buying and selling at the same time, sometimes you have these very, very long chains of buyers being contingent upon selling their house. So right now we have, it's a condo that we have that a good friend of ours, I would actually say, so not just a client, a good friend of ours is selling, and she's purchasing another house. And unfortunately, the buyers that are purchasing her condo had a little bit of a hiccup in regard to their loan, and we found out about 24 hours before we were supposed to close.
Mm-hmm.
So we have...
Look at Cindy's face.
We have just about three families right now, unfortunately, that have been displaced by what I can only describe as a major mistake by this specific lender.
And which, by the way, that's why I texted you the other day to find out where, you know, the person that, Dan Mann, he's awesome. Right. And he works with...
Fairway Mortgage.
Fairway Mortgage, and Dan is awesome. I was wondering if it was the same company, but it wasn't, because I was going to try to see if he could pull some strings for us and see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that company. But I do know for sure... One of the things that makes me a very strong listing agent is that I feel as if I'm a very good buyer's agent as well. And of course, you guys, the same thing. I know without a doubt, if that mortgage company ever came across the table, my table again, and I presented it to one of my seller clients, I would caution them not to accept that offer based on that piece of paper. I can't believe that this happened. So go ahead, finish up with your story a little bit.
Well,
tell them of the chain too. So just real quick, navigating home buying and home selling at the same time gets tricky when you're trying to do it yourself. But when you are in a chain, I'm going to sell my house, I'm going to buy that house, those people are selling, they're buying something else, and OPS, the house that they're buying, the people are coming up from Florida to sign paperwork. So that's the chain.
It has been a little bit of a mess. But when talking about emotionally, so Monday, this has been one that I think, obviously, her being a friend of ours, our specific client who's selling her condo, her being a friend of ours, we've taken this very, very seriously. So Monday, I quoted it as being the worst day in real estate for me. Monday night, I was quitting real estate, and I was never coming back because I felt just so awful for everything that they were going through. And in that scenario, yeah, we might be too emotionally attached to our clients because I wasn't able to, and this is kind of why the team works really well, in my opinion, because I wasn't able to think clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And Sharon was able to step in and say, you know, this is what we have to do and this is how it's going to be handled. And she let her inner Dorchester out on a couple of people.
Yeah, I know.
I've never seen that.
She has no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, yeah, and that is one of the things, too, is that, you know, when we are working as a team, what's so great about that, and that's why we're talking about, you know, this process of selling and buying at the same time, whether it's right-sizing upward or right-sizing down to something smaller, having a team behind you to help you cross your T's and dot your I's is so very important. So in this situation, Mary tended to be, it's funny because the person was referred to us,
yep,
you know, by somebody that I've worked for. So one of the foremen that I have worked with for years, it's his daughter. So I'm closer to his age, and then his daughter is closer to Mary's age. So they had an immediate connection, and it made sense. So I obviously let her take the lead on all of that. But then when things happen in real estate, you just have to be prepared to make them better.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have all your answers, I mean, if you have all the answers to your questions, then generally speaking, you can, you know, make up for things.
Yeah.
This one was so upsetting, though, because the loan company didn't give us any indication that there was anything wrong until it was 24 hours before the closing. So there wasn't anything that could be done. And it all happened because somebody went on maternity leave and there was no one to take on the responsibility, and there it sat. And then somebody's parent passed away, and there it sat. Again, an event that's very exciting, an event that's very terrible, but where are your checks and balances? So it didn't give us, it was nothing to do with us. We couldn't do anything. We can't write loans. But one of the things that happened was they were trying to throw Mary under the bus a little bit. Mm. So what we did,
I think, just, a lot of it at the beginning. Oh yeah,
yeah. I know, poor Mary. Mary,
not my Mia.
Yeah.
No. But oh, I've learned.
Yeah, but she were very prepared, and that's one of the things that we do is, you know. I say it's protecting our clients, and I know that when people are listening, they're probably like, geez, they're making this more than it actually is. No, I mean, we never know when these things are going to happen, but Mary does a very good job with all of the paperwork, and you had timelines and correspondence and, you know, everything all in line so that we were able to say, look, this isn't our problem. I mean, our fault. It is our problem, but it is not our fault, because now there's going to be some issues. We have two families that have furniture in a truck.
Actually, no, three. So we have three families that have furniture on trucks right now. And everything was packed up as of Monday because we were closing on Tuesday. And now nobody has been able, people have been sleeping on air mattresses and
eating in restaurants.
So when the commitment letter was due.
See, very good. Mm-hmm. We got it.
We got it.
We got confirmation that we had it. I know.
I should take a picture.
I know. And this is the reaction. So this is one of the things. I mean, when we were talking on our way over here, let's talk about the struggles that happen in real estate. We don't want it to sound scary. I think our point here is that having a team that represents you is so important, because that's one of the things when I was talking to her dad last night, he's like, I feel very confident knowing that you're behind this, making sure it's going to be better. Mm-hmm. The agent who, like our client, the house they're buying, she actually put an email like to the people out there, like the sellers, the attorneys and everything, like, if we want anybody on our side, it's going to be Sharon and Mary and Cindy, you know, the team, that they have confidence in us, that we know that we're doing everything we can. So I don't want to scare anybody by these things, but there are a lot of things to consider.
Well, it's the reality of the situation. Things always do happen. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this is a mishap that could have been avoided. But sometimes things are unavoidable. And even with those little mishaps, I think we're able to all come together pretty quickly and fix it as much as we can, as long as it's in our hands. Unfortunately, this one is not in our hands, but at least we can give our clients and, have communication open with the people on the other end who they're purchasing, and try and keep everybody on an even keel and just manage emotions right now.
Are we close to closing? Just wondering.
Yeah, we're
TBD.
Sure.
TBD.
Yes. And when I called management, and here's the thing. The biggest, I think the one thing that I say that we do well is communication. I never hide behind a text message. I'm never hiding behind an email. We're always out there talking to our clients and saying, you know, this is what I know. And that's one of the things I said to this company was, and you can see, I'm not going to say the name of the company that it was, because I mean, I don't think that's fair either. This could have just been this one mishap. I don't know, but I just know it happened to me, so I'm not comfortable with it, but I'm definitely not going to talk about who they are. But the thing is, if you knew a week ago that this was a problem, all you had to do was call us, and then we would have said to our clients, you know what, there is a little bit of a hiccup. There's a little bit of a hill we have to get over. I think the best for everybody's best interest, why don't we, you know, just put in an extension for a week, see where it brings us in a week. At least that way there, people's belongings wouldn't be in a truck.
And they would be sleeping in the comfort of their own beds.
Yeah.
And I mean, people
their kitchen.
People have used up vacation time that they're not going to be able to get back. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Is the only way to describe it. But hopefully,
that's weird. The email. Did you hear me? I just like made a funny noise.
Froggy your throat.
I'm like, what's that? Sorry. The email. I think it bothers Ryan when I drink my drink and he can hear my ice jingling. No,
oh, I do that too.
Ryan's
sorry,
so
Ryan.
So easy breezy, aren't you?
Yeah. I gotta wet my whistle.
I'm not too worried about the ice.
Okay, perfect. Remember one time someone was hitting the table and somebody called in. They're like, stop hitting the table. But one of the things was last night when I was reading email. So I was in the office last night. So this has really consumed a lot of our time, obviously, because we're trying to get answers and trying to, okay, this is what we have. Mary likes to say I can come in with my cape on, you know what I mean, and just sort of try to get everything as organized as I can. I can't fix it, but I can try to organize it and communicate what is going on through all the processes. But her email to me last night was, and I sent her an email and I said, she's like the, you know, and she's a young girl. She's leaving a condo, buying her first house, you know. She's, you know, it's $150 late fee for not returning the truck and $100 per day for the truck. So, and then days for work. And like, there's so much that's involved. And that's just my clients. Like, I also have to think of the Cobrokes clients as well. And then their clients, you know, so this whole trail is terrible. But I said to her, please don't worry about the truck. Somebody's going to take care of it. It's not going to be you. And I said, and just so you know, if the bank doesn't take care of these costs, they should, and they should, if they don't want me to say what their names are on the air, I will take care of it. Because honestly, all of us, I feel, sitting at this table, we're truly not motivated by money. We're motivated by helping people. So you know what? The more people we help, then that's great. I mean, we sold, what, 48 houses last year. For the team, and then you alone sold another.
Last year?
Yeah.
I think seven. I sold seven.
Yep. So, and that was like truly on your own. And then with us, you know, because we work, you know, you keep all your referral stuff to you too. So, so with all those people that we're helping, you know what I mean? It's, I feel as if you give it out in slices, it comes back to you in loaves. The last thing I'm worried about right now is my compensation. I just want them to get in home. But the thing that broke my heart is her last sentence.
I know.
She's like, we're so nervous that we're going to lose our home. Like, so they're already calling this new one, like, their home. Like, if she said house, I probably would have been okay. But she worked.
Our new home.
Our new home. I'm like, oh.
I'm not worried about the, it was really, I'm not worried about the truck. I just don't want to lose our new home. And, I mean, that's exactly where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it so heartbreaking. It's not a transaction. This is their lives.
Is there any silver lining at this moment in time? Because that was Monday.
I don't know if there's any silver lining. We were able to prove that it was not Mary's fault. That's the silver lining.
which is great.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Rectifying the problem. Is this? Yeah. Are they going to speed up the process? Like, how far behind are they in the approval
they're
process?
Sort of working through the processes and need some more information. And it's all information that they could have had sooner. You know what I mean? And that's how I feel is that, you know, I really wish that you had just given us the indication that something wasn't going right, and at least we could have been prepared for that and not what we're going through right now, because this is heartbreaking. But again, this telling our listeners this story is really not about scaring them, and it's just one of those things that sometimes these things happen.
Absolutely.
But knowing that you have somebody there, again, whether it's
who
us or somebody else.
Who has experienced this type of situation before. Not that it happens very often, but now we can say we have this one under our belt, and we'll make sure to the best of our ability that we never allow something like this to happen to our clients again.
Yeah.
And not that we could have prevented it, but
in a way,
again with this mortgage company,
we're
going to be a little bit more cautious when they come across our table again.
And you know what? Actually, I want you to look into something as we're speaking here on the air. There was one time. So one of the things that's happening right now is the problem is if you put your house on the market, it's probably going to sell quickly. Are you going to have someplace to go? That's the big problem. So we have home sale contingencies. Mm-hmm. And Ryan, I know I have to take a break, but after this thought. So if we... if we get your house on the market and it goes under agreement right away, where are you going to go? So this home sale contingency sometimes makes buyers a little nervous, but sometimes buyers are willing to wait for that house. Finding the next one gets a little, you know, a little
difficult,
complicated. I sort of lost my train of thought there while I was thinking of this. Mm-hmm. Because I stopped to tell Ryan something. What was I thinking?
Usually I'm pretty good at actually reading your mind, but I don't know. I don't know where you were going with that one.
There was a reason for that, but I don't even know what it is right now. Anyways, maybe that's a good idea, a good sign for me to take a break, get our thoughts back on track. Mm-hmm. Again, listeners, please don't hang up on us or, you know, not hang up, but you know what I mean.
Just don't change the station.
Don't change the channel. We're not here to scare you. We're here to let you know that navigating home buying and home selling can be stressful, but you have a team right here that can help you through the process. We'll be right back.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Has this ever happened to you?
Splish splash, I was taking a bath.
Ooh, that smell. Stinking to high heaven.
If it's time for a new septic system or you want repairs to the one you have, it's time to get a hold of Casoli Sand and Gravel today. Is money tight? No problem. Casoli Sand and Gravel offers in-house financing. So if you don't, then it's time for Casoli Sand and Gravel. Visit CasoliSand.com so you can
just breathe.
Casoli Sand and Gravel.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. And just like that, I'm right on cue. So Ryan's like waving in there like, hey, you know you're coming back on the air. But again, you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, Cindy Ford, and Mary Baker. We are sitting here at our WATD kitchen table. I like to say that's sort of cute, don't you think? I should sort of coin that.
It's nice to be in the kitchen on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, it's absolutely nice.
I actually do feel like I do feel like we're kind of at the kitchen table. We have our coffee, we have our papers.
Yeah, just chatting away here. So before we went to the break, again, it's Talk Real Estate where we are talking about navigating home buying and home selling at the same time. And again, as much as I don't want to frighten you, sometimes these stories bring real life situations into it. So, yes, generally speaking, life is dreamy when we're doing this, but there are things that can happen. So,
and that's when you want a team behind you.
Absolutely.
That's the biggest thing. Yeah. You can think that you can do this on your own all day long, and maybe it's not as difficult, but then this is kind of just to, I think, make people aware that it's not always so easy.
I was just sitting here thinking like, well, we should come up with a team name. And then I was thinking like Sharon, Mary, and Cindy. So that would be SMAC. And I don't think that's
well, we just get things done. I don't know.
SMAC. Very honest to God, I want to let you know right now, my green tea literally just kicked in. That was funny. Boy, I'm so funny.
You're good in the morning. Better than I thought.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things that we were talking about is right before, and I lost my train of thought, when we were talking about, you know, the scary story and the situation that we had with that other company, is when I am a listing agent and we get multiple offers, I am looking at who is your loan officer. I mean, we have several loan officers that we work with that are fabulous, okay? So everybody knows Andrew Montacone from Leader Bank. He is wonderful. He's our in-house loan officer. We'd like to have a couple for people because sometimes people mix with other, you know what I mean? Sometimes people are just mixing better with other people. Dan Mann is somebody that you have worked with for years and you just adore him and he does such a great job for you. And for me, I'm sure if I called him, he would be right there for me too. And then, you know, there's a couple others that we really have trust in. And there are ones that I have worked with across the table that weren't working for my client, but as a listing agent, I noticed how thorough they are and how good they are. So I always know that, you know, if somebody didn't, you know, if somebody didn't feel comfortable with someone we were going to refer them to, I know that there was a couple other people that I would trust. And I don't trust many people with my clients, my baby cubs, only the ones that I know are going to do a good job.
Yeah.
So one example I had is I had three different offers. One of them just didn't make it at all because it had a home sale contingency. Again, should I have my house on the market and sold before I put in an offer? It doesn't put you in a very good negotiating position. The other two, were very, very similar. One was a little bit stronger financially for sale price,
yep.
but I didn't know the loan officer and the company. And the other one, I knew the loan officer and the company. And I knew, you know, I've known him for years. You know, we bump into each other every so often. And if he has a referral on the South Shore, he always refers it to me. He's a Boston guy. And I told my client, if I were you, based on this, I would go with him. And they're like, you know, well, this one has a little bit more money. I said, well, you know what? I can ask this person if they'll get pre-approved with my in-house loan officer. They don't have to go through him, but let's just see. I told them that. They said, yes, absolutely. They'll do
no
it.
No problem.
They ended up using Andrew to get their loan. The other loan officer was so mad at me, put like a bad review on Better Business Bureau.
Yeah.
Like, don't use Sharon McNamara because she'll make you go through her loan officer. And I was like, I didn't make anybody do anything. They chose to because he beat your rate. Sorry. But that was me doing my due diligence for my seller. You know, I want to make sure that I know who is on the other end of that, because I knew that that loan was going to get done. And that helps with the chain of people. So, Cindy, right now you're helping someone who's thinking about buying and selling, right, at the same time?
Yes, who is, yeah. And I just did one yesterday.
Yeah.
That was, I don't want to say it was stressful, but they have 4 children under the age of 6.
That's stressful. I don't have kids, but that's stressful.
Yeah. That is stressful. Mm-hmm. You know, her husband has an hour and a half commute to work and works nights. Mm-hmm. She works full-time during the day in North Quincy and lives in Carver.
Yeah.
So
that's a hike.
That is a hike.
Right?
That really is.
With 4 children under the age of 6.
Wow.
So, you know,
stay in Carver.
Well,
too late to reconsider.
They didn't.
Sorry.
They didn't, but we ended up finding they were going to go back to Quincy, and in their price range, I could probably get them into a lean-to in Quincy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I said, well, what about an in-law for you? Because they wanted to be closer to her parents so that they wouldn't have so much money in daycare.
Okay. Oh.
So I thought, what about an in-law down this way? Because you have so many friends down here. You know, she was a referral from another client.
Yep.
And they love the area.
Yep.
So I showed them one house. I do that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
start showing one house is for me. Okay.
You do the research, a lot of research.
I do
before.
A ton of research. Square footage. Would this work for them? You know, and now the mother can take care of the kids, which is great. So I showed them this one property that their property was not a move-in ready property, but I was not their agent when they purchased it.
Yeah.
This one, move-in ready. Everything done in a beautiful, I'd say about a 1,440 square foot in-law, which is great. They have an up and a downstairs.
Yep.
They've got, the husband had a request that he had, you know, a garage, 2-car garage with working station and something above it. And I'm thinking, okay. And they wanted a pool. All right.
Yeah.
We need 4 bedrooms, 5 bedrooms. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We need a master bath. We need, okay. And what are we spending?
Yeah.
So it ended up, I showed them one property because I did all my research and we put an offer in. But it was a huge process, you know, making the couple that we purchased from, we're moving out of state.
Oh yeah. We're going through something with that now.
Yeah. This property that, theirs, you know, I said, don't worry about doing the Title V right now, because last year I had the property on the market for 9 months and couldn't get anyone to even come to an open house or view it.
Yeah.
So I said, we've got time. 3 days after I put the property on the market, I had 3 offers, all for above asking price.
Yep.
Can I ask when you put the house on the market?
When?
Yeah.
May 1st.
I was going to say, there was this bubble between March and probably end of June. I would say March and maybe mid-June. Everything just flew.
Mm-hmm.
Flew.
I had 3 that just flew within a week of being on that. All 3 last year, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I
remember
in different towns.
Plymouth. In Rick's house, yeah, you couldn't get anybody.
And a beautiful home on a cul-de-sac, 4-bedroom colonial, 2.5-bed, nobody.
Yep.
Same price. I put them all on for the same price this year, and they all went within a week.
One of the things, too, is you guys know that I'm sort of big on statistics. I'm always looking at numbers and everything, you know, what's going on in the market. And John Buckley, I should have John on soon, too, who's at Plymouth Register of Deeds. One of the things, there was an article, actually, that just came out in our National Association of Realtors, the Realtor magazine, if you get it online, about how you know, the prices, like everybody thinks that the market's just like this, but in May, that actually the sale price was lower than what people were thinking. So what we had was this false expectation that the value of my house is worth a lot more than it actually is.
Yeah.
And that isn't really the case. Yes, it has creeped up a little bit, but I think that what happened is there's no inventory, so it's going faster. So I had a couple in the office that I did a comparative market analysis for this week. And I'm going through all the statistics with them, and they thought it was really helpful because I want them to really understand. They tell me what the price of the house is going to be. I educate them on what the market is so they can clearly see what the value is. And I think that helps them understand, like, these things that you're hearing, everybody. There's so many people that think that they can be real estate agents, but it's like, oh, I heard that the market is really hot. The prices are really escalating. Not according to statistics. But my point of this was, January, February, March, it was really slow. It had something to do with having 8 feet of snow on the ground. Then what happened is we just got hit and bombarded right away. But we actually, year to date, have sold less houses than we did year to date last year. Not by much, but like 121, I think, in Plymouth County when I looked at that last week. So, you know, people are getting this thing of, oh, it's fast, it's fast, it's fast. It's just because it's like being on Pitocin, you know what I mean? It's like fast and furious.
Right.
And for the men out there who don't know what Pitocin is, your wife was not induced. And I was. So tell us a little bit more about, I thought, one, with your clients there, realizing what their needs are. That's the other thing, too, is spending a lot of time with our clients. Now, when I was in the office the other day, I know that some of my agents are like, oh, she's going to be in there for 2 to 3 hours. But I'm taking my time to understand who they are, so I'm not wasting their time when they're outside my office. Like, go and show them houses. So that was really smart of you. I mean, not that I don't think you're smart, but really good of you to think, hey, why don't we, instead of you going to mom, bring mom to you?
If that was, a viable option, and it is. The dad is a couple of months from retirement. The mom doesn't work and was going to be taking care of the children, and I couldn't find a property in their price range that could fit all of them.
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult. So it was a suggestion. The parent in one house, and it was perfect.
Yeah,
and it worked. It's her forever home, and she is just thrilled,
joyed
in tears yesterday.
Yeah. Aww. And the other thing too, with and that's the other thing too. I got to tell you, one of our clients sent us flowers too. Right?
Oh, that was so sweet.
They were sitting on my desk, and it was just like, thank you so much for, like, he owned the house up on the South Shore, and his daughter was living in it, but then the daughter decided with family to move down to Georgia with them. And he used to call me, he's like, Sharon, you're a little peach. And I didn't know what that meant. He goes, well, down here, that means you're a little feisty. So
that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I know.
Especially for your clients.
You are quite feisty.
Yeah, but it was fun, though, actually working for him, because he was, a professional, CEO level person. And he put his trust in somebody that he never visually even saw, So we had a lot of conversations, a lot of stuff going back and forth on the computer and everything. So we could, I could help him out with a lot of things. And, sending the flowers, they were just sitting on my desk, and it was, everybody would, all the agents going by my office, they'd be like, oh my gosh, those flowers are so beautiful. I was like, but you have to read the card. Those are the things that make us realize this is why we do this, And, I'll get a little spiritual here. When I say my prayers, I basically say, bring me people who need my help. You know what I mean? That's, I think a lot of people can sell real estate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to do it with kind heart, I think, is a different level that we bring as a team.
Absolutely.
Do I sound hokey
right now?
That's
why you're so successful.
Do you think everyone just shut us off?
No, we need a little more hokey.
Do we think, no, you don't think so?
We need a little more hokey in the world.
We do. Let's get bumper stickers made that say that.
We need a little more hokey.
We just need a little more hokey.
Hopefully. I think you're right.
We need a little more hokey. What do you think, Rye? Look at me, we're buds now, Rye.
Right?
I would go with one.
You would, yeah?
Yeah, I'd definitely put that in my car.
Okay.
We need a little more hokey.
We need a little more hokey in
That's
the world.
We do.
I wish Larry could hear us right now, too.
Just
what do you
tune
think,
in
Larry?
On Saturday mornings.
Yeah, I know.
There you go. Hokey.
That's right.
All day long we can do hokey.
And turn ourselves around. It's the hokey pokey.
Absolutely.
Oh, you guys are getting ridiculous.
Well, maybe we have a different show here. I mean, maybe it isn't all about real estate. Maybe it's all about... No, actually, you guys
this
have heard me say this.
I was going to say, this is one of the first shows that you've actually done about real estate.
Yeah,
real
estate. I know. But I always say, and I'm not, just one quick thought. I always say, we meet people generally because real estate brings them to us. But don't you honestly feel that afterwards it's more, it has nothing to do with real estate?
Mm-hmm.
There's always another reason why these people, like, well, we're meeting these people.
Absolutely.
Isn't it fun? I feel like we're doing a like a memory show or something right now.
We stay connected.
Yeah.
This is kind of like a story show.
Yeah. It is. We have stories.
Absolutely. Oh, we have to do another break. We'll do one in a couple minutes. I want to, sorry. Not to blow you off, Rye. We're just getting hokey in here.
I know.
Your thought was.
Well, I wanted to, so now I am working with a lead that Mary sent me last week. A girl, single girl that's lived in her condo for 11 years and now wants to move into a two-bedroom. She has a one-bedroom. So I said, well, let's talk about, you know, listing your property. And she said, oh, no, I have to find a place first. And then we put mine on the market, right? And, and I said, oh, so you have a significant amount of money that you can put onto that property and you don't need to sell yours. And she said, no, but isn't that how it works? People don't know. And the first time she bought, she was buying, moving out of her parents' home. You know, now she's in a different situation. But she honestly thought, no, you find the place, then we put my house on the market. Like, we make that offer and then it all happens like that. If that worked that way,
I know.
I'd be on a beach right now.
Yeah. It does get hard. Mary's getting messages right there right now. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, on the
Everyone's going to want to update on that.
I know. We will give an update.
We'll do a Saturday. Next Saturday, we'll give you an update.
Yeah, we'll give you an update. Hopefully it all
ends
well.
Stay tuned. It will. It will, Sharon. You guys are fabulous. It will.
Yeah.
It will all work out.
Yeah. You know what? Can you do me a favor? Just text him. Or can we, I'm sorry, we're talking off the air. You know what? We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Imperial Inspection Services, complete home inspection services, radon testing featuring on-site results with electronic testing, lead paint inspection, Title V inspection, pest inspection, including FHA and VA. Call 7 days a week, 1-800-440-1141, or visit them on the web at imperialinspectionservices.com. With 28 years experience in two convenient locations, Braintree and Cape Cod, accepting credit cards for all services rendered. Imperial Inspection Services, 1-800-440-1141. 1-800-440-1141.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, and you are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, Cindy Ford, and Mary Baker. This is the Team Smack. Sorry, for those of you who weren't listening earlier, you don't even get the joke, but actually, we work as a team to help our buyers and sellers. So, yes, I am the broker owner, proud broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, but my primary function is being a real estate agent. So,
and I always find it very funny when people don't realize that you're a real estate agent from the show.
Yeah.
Because we get a lot of phone calls from the show, and some people don't even realize maybe that you're a consultant, but you're not an actual realtor.
Yeah, like that's so what I do.
I find that really funny.
Mm-hmm. I do CMAs. I help people buy and sell houses. I think they maybe think I'm like a co-host, like I'm just a host. Like, I'm here to interview you guys.
Well, that just means you're so good that you could do this full time.
Yeah,
if real estate doesn't work out for you, Sharon, you should be a radio show
host. Exactly. I don't think that they're hiring here, by the way. So, I mean, this is what I do full time. And I think that it's funny when people say, do you do this full time? And I was like, all right, well, yes, I absolutely do. So,
is there more than full time? Is there a category?
Yeah.
Double full time?
Overtime? Yeah, I think we're doing it. Yeah, but I do have the office. I mean, it is a responsibility that I do have only because I own it, but we have management that takes care of the office. Hopefully none of them are listening right now, but they do such a great job. But here's the truth of the matter is, like, I don't really care if the copy machine's ever working. I just want it to work when I get there because as a real estate agent, I have to make copies. You know what I mean? So I will admit I am not doing flyers and things like that because I'm more working with the clients and, you know, helping through processes and communicating with them and advising and supporting and all of that. So we have not only with our team, we also have Madison who helps us, and she's an intern. So she's able to do some flyers and all that type of stuff that gives us time to be on the road and do the things that we do. Cindy's just shaking her head because we just went to a break. Let's just give an update. Okay. So we just got a emergency call and text from our clients that we've been talking about here. Unfortunately, the moving truck that it's a young couple, so they didn't hire a moving company. They rented a truck.
Yeah.
And they had all their friends, you know, beer and pizza to help them put everything in the truck last Sunday. And that company is now threatening to sue them.
Take legal action if they do not get their truck back today.
Yeah, which is still filled with all their stuff. So their options are a couple things. One is to put everything back into the condo. But how do we know? I mean, we could be closing soon, you know, so that would be in and out. So what I did is, and I don't know if this will come through, but when we went to that break, I called Bill Balow from Gallo Moving and Storage, who is wonderful. He is one of our co-hosts here. Gallo Moving and Storage is awesome. I can't say enough about them. And Bill as a person and his wife, I just absolutely adore. I can't even say that more than I do. I mean, they're great. But I just, when we went to the break, I called him real quick. I was like, Bill, here's the story. I'm at a commercial break during the show. I have a client in need. This is the situation. Is there a chance that you would have a truck or any storage or anything that you can help us get this taken care of? And he said, get back to the show. I'm going to make a couple phone calls and I'll text you. So I don't know if he's going to come through, but this is part of the thing of thinking on your feet and trying to, you know what the next step is. One of the things that we're fortunate is we take our relationships with our clients so personal and so seriously, but we do with the people that we work with.
Our vendors, yeah.
Absolutely. Our vendors that we work with. So when we don't ask for favors often, I tell them all the time, I don't want Red Sox tickets. I don't want Bruins tickets. I don't want gift certificates to dinner. I don't want any of that. I want you to take care of my clients. So when I call for a favor, I think they really know that Sharon never does that, you know?
Right.
So maybe they can come through if they don't have a truck. I mean, I don't blame them. I mean, here we are on a Saturday. How the heck is he going to have a truck available? But hopefully he does.
We have to try everything. Yeah. Is really what it is.
Yeah. And here's the thing. We worry about the cost of it later. We'll get it all taken care of. So anyways, that's why we had to go to the commercial break as quickly as I did just then. Cindy, you were talking about that young girl who's leaving the one bedroom into the two bedroom. Why don't we give some examples of why it's important, why we feel putting the house on the market, make it contingent upon the sale, securing suitable housing is a better way of doing it than trying to get the house first.
That was a mouthful that you just said there. I was.
Well, you were distracted because your phone is buzzing away. Well, don't blame me.
Real estate
good
never
try.
Ends.
Good try. Did you see that? Right? We're talking about being hokey.
It was important.
Yeah, she got
real
sidetracked.
Real estate never ends.
Yeah, everybody's phones are like bombing up right now.
It's the weekend. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
That. So,
do you want me to repeat the question?
No.
Alex, can you repeat the question, please? Sorry.
That was pretty funny. Now, if you had Jeopardy music going right away, Ryan, I would think you were the hero. So, all right, go ahead. Oops, see, here we are, right back at the kitchen table. We should do this at night and drink wine. We could be like...
Oh, that would be sloppy.
What's her name there when she was Regis in...
Kelly?
No, before
Kathy
Kelly.
Kathy Lee.
Kathy Lee.
She does it in the morning, which is just, I need coffee in the morning. Yeah. She has her wine.
What's
she
her
and
name?
Kubota?
Whatever her name.
Kobe.
I don't know her name either.
But they have their wine.
They have their wine. One has red, one has white. I think, can I get on a night schedule? Can we do one night show just to see how it goes?
Yeah, sure.
Can we try to work that out?
We could, I don't know.
I can't. I'm not promising
I can't
this on promise, air.
Yeah.
What he just
he
said.
Doesn't know what we have in our coffee mugs.
I think that would be fun. Instead of having coffee, we should sit here drinking and doing wine. The truth of the matter is, though, Mary, do you want to tell everybody what my rule is about the wine?
Oh, she does not call back any clients or respond to. She will not talk to any client if she's had one sip of wine. She won't.
I know. I can understand that, knowing her.
Because I'm such a lightweight.
Me too.
You know what I mean? So I just don't want to make, I don't want to give suggestions or make any advice. So that's
wake
a good,
up in the morning, oh, I don't remember that.
I'm like, how did that happen? No, because it's the rule. One sip of wine and I'm all set. Because then I know, like, you know, if I had a whole glass of wine and then I get onto the second glass of wine, like if I didn't
then
make
you're
that
really talking to people.
On that note, I like the morning show idea.
Yeah, I know.
She won't give real estate advice on one sip of wine, but we want a night show.
Yeah, we want a night show. I think it would be so much fun. Let's get Ed on that, could we? Hey, Ed, if you're listening, give me a night show, will you? Just for one night. I think it would be so much fun.
I think so.
You know, Kevin Tocci should have us on his show one night. Oh, we could give Ryan, that would be fun if Kevin, we could, Kevin, yeah. I think that would be fun, don't you think?
I think that would be fun.
Yeah, I've been on with him before. He's a good guy. He helped me with my podcast. Oh, well, I meant to tell people about the podcast.
You should.
Talk Real Estate Radio, .com you can go to, or if you have the iPod app, you can go to Talk Real Estate Radio and see all of the shows that we broadcast here at WATD. Go ahead. I mean, I interrupted you, but now continue on with your lady.
Oh, no. So I met with her and her mother. Plethora of information I gave them, and they, so she had an agent that she used when she bought that condo.
Mm-hmm.
After the 2.5 hours mm-hmm. that I spent with them,
mm-hmm.
They asked if I could provide services for them. I said, absolutely, of course I can. But they loved the education process and why things should work the way that they should, and that if we wanted to put an offer in contingent upon selling her condominium, I don't recommend that to my listings.
Yeah.
So why would I want to do that with you? Because as my buyer, I wouldn't do that because I don't want anything contingent. Because if that doesn't sell, yours doesn't sell. Yeah. Just a whole...
So one of the things with her, is she doing that it's contingent upon seller finding or securing suitable housing, or does she have some place to go if her place sells?
She's not doing that because she can move right in with her parents.
That's
they
perfect.
Live a mile down the road. Otherwise, like my Rockland property, it's contingent upon suitable housing for the
okay.
seller. Yeah.
So we just ran into that in Rockland as well with another client of ours. So you want to give that example too.
Yeah, absolutely. So we put this cute little, I would call it a bungalow house on the market in Rockland, and it went probably, I think, within a week, multiple offers. It was fantastic. They were thrilled. But unfortunately, it was contingent upon the seller finding suitable housing. But what they are looking for is, I would just call it so specific.
It's in a demographic of what a lot of other people are looking for. So
yes, it's very competitive, but it's a very, very specific. Not a lot is available to this day. I could go on and check, and they won't consider any other towns. There's about 8 houses that are available, and anytime something comes up, it's going
over.
It's going over asking, and unfortunately, they aren't in the greatest position for that. So what we ended up doing, because of the lack of availability for a house for them to go to, we ended up taking the house off, the Rockland house off of the market, and letting that deal fall apart based on they really had nowhere to go. They don't have family that they can move in. They don't want to rent. They really want this specific school system. Yep. Is
they have children.
Yep, mm-hmm. They have children. So if we can't find them something before the end of the summer, they're probably going to stay in Rockland for another year until we can try again.
So this just comes down to us really sitting down with people and understanding what works best for you. It's because, you know, you can see right here, it's the same situation, navigating buying and selling at the same time. You have a young girl who has someplace to go. So first of all, you're going to put her condo on and it's going to sell right away. And then she can move in with her mother if she doesn't find a place where she wants to go. That puts her in such a great place for negotiating on that new place because she doesn't have anything to sell. So when we're looking at that, you know, even our nightmare story that we're talking about, you know, you can see this chain of events. If one mm-hmm. falls down, guess what? The rest of the dominoes fall with it. Then we think of our other clients who have, you know, two children, you know, they're married, they both have jobs and responsibilities, and we're confident with them that if we do find the house that they want in the town that they want, that we would be able to explain to that agent. And that's the other thing too, is we have such a good history of selling properties. Again, 50 something, six houses, almost 60 houses last year, personally, just us, that we'll be able to get their house sold. When we put that on the market, it will be sold again in a day. And we have a list of people who are always still checking on it.
Very much so. So it is temporarily withdrawn at the moment. And we have agents calling us probably every day just to say, when is it coming back? When is it coming back? And it will come back on. It's just a matter of it needs to, we need to find them, their new house.
Yeah. Oh, that's the doorbell. So that gives me an opportunity to talk a little bit about open houses this weekend. So if you are thinking about going to some open houses, feel free to go onto our website, which we're actually in the process of renovating. We're doing a little reno.
I am so excited.
So excited about it. It's starting to look really, really spiffy. I like to say it's looking sexy. Sexy. That's a marketing term. You know what I mean? Exactly. Those were the back in the days, my marketing and advertising days back in Reebok. But anyways, I enjoyed that very much. But open houses, bostonconnect.com. Under the buyer tab, you can find all the open houses, not only for Boston Connect Real Estate, but for all of the open houses on the South Shore. You can also go to southshoreopenhouses.com. Actually, I have to make sure that that link is still working. So make sure that we do that.
All right, I know.
Yeah. And if you can't get into open houses this weekend because it's going to be beautiful, you're going to a cookout or you're doing something, and you would like a buyer agent representing you through this process, please feel free to call either myself, Cindy, or Mary. You can have this team working for you. You can reach us at 781-294-4848 is my phone number. Mary's phone number is?
Oh, this is going to be fun. 774-444-7761.
And Cindy Ford?
781-367-4419.
And that was with your sexy voice.
I know, right?
What'd you think
of that? You put on the radio voice.
I was trying to enunciate. Clearly.
Yeah. You sounded like you were doing like Midnight Magic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This is a morning show, ladies.
Yeah.
Morning show.
Yeah.
Can you imagine us midnight?
Oh, no,
with
I
wine?
Can't even imagine.
Yeah, people would not think this was about real estate. Let's put it that way.
Yes, our time is up here, ladies. Again, this was Sharon McNamara. You were listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, Cindy Ford, and Mary Baker. We would love to represent you to help you through the process of either buying a home, selling a home, or if you're trying to navigate buying and selling at the same time. We are the team that would love to work for you and your family to help you in this next chapter of your life. BostonConnect.com.
Well said, Sharon.
Thank you. I just came up with that. BostonConnect.com.
That's good.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.